Welcome to 2022 Talks, where we are following our democracy in historic times.
We have been summoned here by history. This is not just another routine day in the Senate. This is a moral moment in America.
Senator Raphael Warnock of Georgia spoke earlier this year of the moral importance of passing the Freedom to Vote Act and the John Lewis Voting Rights Advancement Act, which would establish nationwide standards for voter access and reverse efforts by several states to restrict it. Both pieces of legislation eventually failed in the Senate. Voting rights advocates say they are bracing for more restrictive voting measures. College student Ava Ford with the New Hampshire Youth Movement says many people assume young people are just checked out when it comes to elections. But the 2022 midterm elections had the second highest youth voter turnout in three decades.
So maybe they think that the 20-something eating their avocado toast isn't paying attention to their local state rep race, but they might not know that that young person would care. Like, that young person probably does care.
Nearly 30% of people between the ages of 18 and 19 cast ballots this year. In battleground states such as Georgia, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin, turnout for young voters topped 31%. Supporters of public education say efforts to ban books and restrict lessons on race and gender are helping fuel a national teacher shortage. American Federation of Teachers President Randy Weingarten says censoring what teachers can discuss with students undermines their training and experience.
Teachers, thank God, they go into teaching because they want to make a difference in other people's lives. And that's something that you can't recruit. That is who teachers are.
Surveys find 55% of teachers say they plan to leave their job earlier than expected. Democratic Representative Carolyn Maloney of New York addressed survivors of the Club Q mass shooting in Colorado Springs in November.
The Club Q shooting represents an attack on all sacred places for LGBTQI plus people across the country that offer the promise of community and refuge from rampant bigotry.
Five people were killed and dozens more injured in the attack. 2022 saw a record number of bills targeting LGBTQ Americans, with more than 160 pieces of legislation introduced nationwide. Crime experts draw a distinct line between the rise in political rhetoric and anti-LGBTQ violence. Finally, more than half of Americans disapprove of the way the Supreme Court is handling its job. A new Quinnipiac University poll finds just 35% of Americans approve of the court. That's the lowest job approval rating since 2004. I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our eight trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.